Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
A few fun facts ago, we were talking about attraction sponsors and how there was only one attraction that was sponsored in the Magic Kingdom. And you had a great idea to just come up with would-be sponsors for attractions, because like everything at Walt Disney World and Disneyland used to be, you know, whatever brought to you by whoever. Like everything was paid for by somebody else. And you just don't, that's not really the case, at least at Walt Disney World anymore. You know, the only sponsor that was around when you did that fun fact was Alamo Rent-A-Car for the People Mover, which is, I still think, a wild sponsorship for the People Mover, and it seems like something that they forgot to...
Turn off auto renewal.
Forgot to cancel on their credit card. Yeah, it's just always been that way. Now, of course, like I think the day before that fun fact came out, Ziploc started sponsoring Jungle Cruise. So now there's more than one. But as of recording that fun fact, there was only one. But I think it's a great idea. So we have some ideas for you know, sponsors for attractions, and this week we're going to do the Magic Kingdom. And so Brad, what give me one of your attraction sponsors.
It's hard to okay, so I guess before we get into this, we're just having some fun. We don't suddenly want to see all of these things sponsored, right? Because we, you know, like sponsorships can be beneficial and things, but they can also be really stupid and bad, depending on what is the result of the sponsorship. So please don't take this to mean that, you know, we're jumping for more sponsors. Though one thing that I will say, as I was trying to think about sponsorships, to me, and I don't know, maybe your sponsors here are going to show me that I'm totally wrong about this. But to me, it was much easier to think about sponsorships for things that didn't have IP in them, or that, you know, where it was designed for the theme parks, rather than like the Little Mermaid, right?
Sure.
Is kind of hard to think of who's going to sponsor that, because it's already being sponsored by the Little Mermaid. Now, I did think the Little Mermaid sponsored by Red Lobster could be really interesting. You know, like just pump the smell of Cheddar Bay biscuits in through the queue to kind of get you hungry.
I think that could work, but Sebastian would have to reference it for that to be a good sponsorship, because I mean, obviously that's a little bit morbid, but if Sebastian referenced that in the attraction, I think that could definitely work, and that would be something that would be successful.
But if I've got to go, I need to go when it's all you can eat shrimp week. You know, like I don't know how does he reference it. But yeah, so I feel like those that don't have that sponsorship, and I think we covered this in the fun fact, but I'm just going to throw it back out there and build on it slightly, which is that you could easily have Space Mountain sponsored by SpaceX, right? Like that's just it feels so simple. And maybe you could redesign the cars to be shaped like the SpaceX rockets.
Yeah.
You know, they're being reused for launches, so that already plays in it. You could have the Tesla flying through space in the ride itself, you know, on the projection.
Yeah, you could have the little red car, Elon's Roadster.
Yeah. So I mean, that one seems like a simple one, but then it made me think that could lead to all of I don't know. I feel like with everything, I need to couch what I say about things, but. I'm not jumping on the Elon Musk bandwagon here. It just was funny to me. But you tie that one into SpaceX, right? And then maybe I think we discussed that the People Mover could be sponsored by Tesla, right? And maybe they just take one section of it and rocket rods it a little bit so that you can have ludicrous mode on one part of the People Mover.
Or like Autopia or the Tomorrowland Speedway. I mean, I think that's a
and just
dead,
make all those electric.
Yeah, that's a dead simple sponsorship.
And just have all little Model 3s or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
I really like that idea. Yeah, and that will, you know, and then you can talk about how, like, Disney can talk about how they're making everything greener with the, you know, not burning all of that fuel and everything at the Autopia anymore.
Can you imagine
Tomorrowland Speedway? Whatever.
If Tomorrowland Speedway was silent instead of that horrible lawnmower sound every time you... I mean, talk about
and,
a quality
the,
of life improvement.
The smell of gas, but I don't know, that almost feels like it would remove something from the entire experience. Like how else are you supposed to know that you're in that area of the park if you don't start getting a little nauseous,
a little whiff of fumes?
Yeah. So here's the problem though. That leaves us with a company, at least one other company that I know of that maybe he has other ones. I again don't really keep up that much with the guy, but he's also got the Boring Company, right? You know, the one that...
Big Thunder Mountain. Yeah.
See, I thought about Big Thunder, but instead what I would like to do, and here's the thing, Elon can sponsor those other two attractions, right? Adding the sponsorship to Space Mountain, adding the sponsorship to Tomorrowland Speedway, in trade for Disney sticking an Omnimover? I was suddenly scared that I had forgotten the word for it. Anyway, just stick that through one section of the Utilidors, and that's the Boring Company ride.
For cast members only.
No. They're already spruced up areas of the Utilidors that they use for like the tours and stuff. I mean, they're not great, but they're more spruced up. And, you know, then they could take you through there. I have no clue what the concept behind the ride would be or anything like that. So yes, it would probably be much easier to just add it to Big Thunder. But I like the idea of having some sort of Utilidors attraction or something like that.
I mean, that makes sense.
Though it probably wouldn't be fun for the cast members because there'd be some little sign about how, you know, you are technically walking on stage as you walk through this one little area.
You're on
and
stage.
Nobody wants that.
You're on stage when you're backstage. Yeah, that stinks.
But yeah, that was kind of my little three attractions.
That's a three for one sponsorship for old Elon boy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess Big Thunder could also be what any large construction company that does demolition.
Yeah.
Or possibly a like Utah Tourism Board.
Come see Utah. It kind of looks like this. Could be. Come find out.
Yeah, come find the area that looks
Utah.
Like this. We promise.
My thought for Big Thunder Mountain was like flavor blasted Doritos. You know, some Frito-Lay chip. Maybe you swap it out and you got little bags for everybody in the queue. But you got flavor because you got, you know, blasting, especially in the Disneyland version with the new and improved audio animatronics. But you could definitely do some flavor blasting. Or Mountain Dew Extreme Blast.
I like that, but let's replace Doritos with Cheetos. So that way we can have Chester Cheetah. All right, everybody.
Oh, good call.
We're about to get flavor blasted, so hold on.
Look out, it's about to be flaming hot with lime.
maybe they like kind of a la a test track, you know, the section where they're going to take you through the acid or whatever. Like they flavor blast you on the lift as you crest the lift hill. You just get blasted in the face by something. Your favor blasted now. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Oh, yeah. I think a pun on blast would be good for Big Thunder Mountain, especially at Disneyland, because the audio animatronic or the animatronics, not animatronics, what am I talking about? The show scene is so good in Disneyland.
And is in need
of blasting.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I like the Doritos, but I don't like. Does Doritos have a? You need some sort of mascot to be involved there.
Though, oh, for sure, I mean, Cheetos is definite improvement.
Though Doritos could use that to create their mascot at the same time. Two birds, one stone, guys. You're welcome.
Yeah, Big Thunder Robert, the Doritos mascot.
I don't know. Do they want to tie themselves in that much? Because, you know, at some point, renewal is going to come up, and I don't know if they're going to want to go that expensive. So,
just Big Robert, Doritos man.
The Doritos man. Yeah. I mean, I guess if Mountain Dew spot Mountain. Okay. Mountain Dew.
Big Thunder Mountain Dew. It's a tie-in product.
Oh, I like tie-in. I like tie-in products, man.
Why didn't I think of that? Big Thunder Mountain Dew. Code
but
brown.
But instead of Big Thunder Mountain Dew, what if it was Splash Mountain Dew?
That would make way more sense.
That just rolls off the tongue, and then you get the, you know, when you hit the splash, that is the thirst-quenching powers of Mountain Dew.
Zippity-doo-dah with a D-E-W do.
That's right. There you go. Guys, we already wrote you a jingle. We promise we were totally thinking about you when we did it. So, oh, man. Yeah, and then so you've got that whole PepsiCo area, which I'm sure Coke would love. Because mm-hmm. those guys have always been... Hey guys, why isn't our competitor more, why aren't you guys giving them more stage time, I guess? What is the Coke version of Mountain Dew? Is there a Coke version of Mountain Dew?
I don't know, but PepsiCo owns Frito-Lay, so that would be a...
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah,
that would be a done deal, man.
Right, that's why I was saying you could just mix all that together right
yeah.
there.
What is Mountain Dew Coke? Surge?
Surge isn't a thing anymore, is it? No, Surge is gone. Surge
but
was
it?
Surge was a value. It might have been. That might have been their attempt to. I don't know, because now I'm trying to think like, what are the drink options at Disney? Because it's not going to be Mountain Dew, so it's going to have to be something else.
Surge Citrus Soda, the Coca-Cola company.
Mellow Yellow, is that Mountain Dew?
I'm sorry. They discontinued Surge in 2003.
Yeah, there's but they no did bring way. It back. They did bring it because I bought a case of that off of Amazon. not like
I'm so they to brought it. They discontinued it originally in 2003, mm-hmm. but then they brought it back in 2014, Amazon exclusive. 2015, yes. Eastern United States, and then 2018, all Burger King, McDonald's, Coca-Cola freestyle machines.
Oh, I missed out on the freestyle
still,
thing.
I think you can still get it in a freestyle machine, which makes me think that is some sort of, like, the one in the freestyle machine has got to be, like, Sprite mixed with something else. Like, they don't have
right, yeah,
a whole
yeah, they,
thing
they,
of Surge.
They know it's already really close.
it's Sprite and orange that, juice or something.
I will say that when I Googled Coke version Mountain Dew, it came up with the Wikipedia article for Surge. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, unless Coke is really... But, I mean, if there was a way to bring back Surge, you know, that sort of a sponsorship deal, I guess would be the way to go about it. Though, I'm thinking Coke is really going to bring back Josta because, you know, they had that in Loki, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what... what is Owen Wilson's character's name?
Mobius.
Okay, yeah, that's what he's drinking.
Hmm.
He's drinking...
I didn't even realize. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, yeah. So he's drinking Josta in Loki. which, you know, Josta was all about the, what, it got guarana from the, you know, and kind of had that jungle feel to it. So, Jungle Cruise by Josta. The Josta Jungle Cruise, man. And they could have, like, the little Black Panther hop out at some point or something.
Well, there's more synergy. Make it Disney's Black Panther.
Maybe that's what Josta will be rebranded to or something.
Now, now they only drink Josta in Wakanda.
In Wakanda.
That's the film tie-in there. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. Josta only.
I mean, I'm just saying Josta Jungle Cruise rolls off the tongue much better than the Jungle Cruise presented by Ziploc.
Yeah, but you can't stick your... Because, look, the Jungle Cruise boats, they sink sometimes, turns out. You can't put your phone in a can of Josta and protect it when the Jungle Cruise boat inadvertently sinks.
Well, but you can, right? All they have to do is have, like, some specially made Josta
wide
cans.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Wide mouth empty Josta.
These wide boys with the new screw-on tops or something like that. So there you go, Coke. We've already solved this for you because I know you guys are looking for that Josta comeback anyway.
So we said Haunted Mansion, you know, obviously is going to be Pledge. Some sort of cleaning product.
Didn't we say Swiffer? I think
Swiffer. Yeah. Some Roomba. Sort of cleaning product. But then again, like,
ooh,
you don't want to.
I kind of like Roomba. Think about it. You could talk about how Roombas actually, you know, have the ghost doing the cleaning, right? In the ballroom scene.
Yeah, the Pepper's Ghost scene. You could put one ghost on a Roomba.
Actually have one pushing a Roomba around, and then when the ghosts disappear, it's just the Roomba going around, and suddenly you realize, Roomba, not a robot, just a ghost.
Could you make the Doom Buggies into Room Buggies?
Room Buggies. I mean, I guess you could have a little Roomba sitting underneath each one. Yeah. I've seen cats riding on Roombas. Why not people riding on Roombas? So, yeah, they could make that. Yeah, Roomba could work. Okay, sorry, I totally just went off on a tangent, and you were going somewhere with your Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
so.
I was not. No, I was going to say you don't want to admit that Haunted Mansion's a dirty place, but maybe you do.
No, they totally cop to Haunted Mansion. I think the only issue with that would be it really isn't the greatest advertisement for Roomba if the Haunted Mansion continues to be a dirty, dingy place.
Right, yeah. you have to say sponsored by Roomba and then it's clean.
But I guess, like, that is the... So if you do the Pledge or the Swiffer, like, these companies that have so many different things, right, the whole place has to be clean. If it's Roomba... As long as the floors are clean, the rest of the place, you know, you can still have the cobwebs and stuff.
and have those
floors looking spick and span and have the little lines in the carpet where you can tell the Roomba just went over it and you're good.
In the last scene, when you're looking in the mirror and there's a ghost in the Doom Buggy with you, you just re-record the audio and you say, and a 10% off coupon is following you home. And then there's a 10% off coupon at the exit, and you get 10% off a Roomba.
Does that mean little Leota will be saying, don't forget your 10% coupon?
Hurry back, and don't forget your coupon. Valid on any Roomba iSeries vacuum.
Except restrictions by law.
Restrictions do apply. See site for details.
It's gonna, you know what, here's the one problem. The queue at Haunted Mansion gets way longer because of that 5-minute stop at Little Leota where she has to read all of the fine print to you off the coupon. That would be good. I'm liking that. So since it has been redone before, I'm thinking at least at Walt Disney World, the Enchanted Tiki Room isn't maybe quite as unchangeable as it is other places. And as much as we assume it's sponsored by Dole. It's not. So that leaves it open. I'm thinking, and
hey, before you say this, can I do a little mea culpa?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I did in the fun fact guess that the Tiki Room was at one point could be sponsored by Chiquita Banana, confusing the two fruits, pineapple and banana.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. Listening back to that, feel real stupid. So yeah, sorry everybody. I do know what a banana and a pineapple are, and I do know that they are different things.
Well, but Dole also does bananas, don't they?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they do pineapples and so it was but understandable. You just I'm trying to make you sound better here, but I'm truly trying to help you here.
My shame was on display for weeks now.
everybody to hear. So barring Chiquita finally opening it up and, you know, I don't know, working like bananas could definitely work there.
Sure.
I think it'd be any great. Tropical fruit. But I was thinking maybe and I'm trying to think about exactly what company would sponsor this, but it's got to be one of Jimmy Buffett's companies. Right. Like maybe it's Margaritaville or something. I don't know. But I would be kind of interested to hear what the re-recorded Tiki Room soundtrack sounds like when suddenly the Jimmy Bird gets added in or whatever.
In the margarita room.
Right.
I would be into, I don't know. So after that under new management thing, I don't know that I want them messing with the show, but
if any of this actually happened, I would be really upset, but it's really fun to joke about. So as long as I'm joking about it, I'm okay.
Very into some sort of alcoholic pineapple margarita, like some sort of Dole margarita to take into the Tiki Room with me instead of a Dole Whip. I'd be here for that.
What about, I mean, this is easy enough to fix, man. You just give me a nice little shot of spiced rum to go in my Dole Whip, and I'm going to be a happy camper. I mean, that's not a hard thing to fix. I can have the best of both worlds in the little Dole Whip, float or whatever that they do.
Yeah. A little bit of rum in there would really make the difference.
See, and conveniently it could be Disney's new sponsored rum, which is Captain Morgan and their ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my gosh. And those are pretty close to each other too.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like an easy one to me that they would be, and there was a time when we could have never suggested that sponsorship would happen, but with the whole, with alcohol starting to be available, even in Magic Kingdom, I could see something like that happen.
I didn't even think about that when I said margarita, like that alcohol's not in Magic Kingdom, because it's like, it's going to be.
Well, it is. It's in the restaurants and everything. You can't just get it and walk through the park yet. But given enough time, and like I said, this is a great way to capitalize on that. And I mean, Captain Morgan is just like a perfect fit for Pirates of the Caribbean as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Like I feel like all you'd have to do is add the words Captain Morgan in a couple of places, and everyone would assume that it was designed for Captain Morgan.
Well, and like you could replace the keys in the dog's mouth with a bottle of rum.
and everybody's whistling to have him bring over the bottle of rum.
Yeah. Red is, she's already saying they want the rum.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Rum is a very central, concept to Pirates of the Caribbean, the attraction.
You have the Johnny Depp pirate at the end saying the rum's not gone, and he's got
right
cases of Captain Morgan everywhere.
He's no longer sitting on gold. He's just sitting on cases of Captain Morgan.
Yeah,
and maybe the little if they want to pay extra, they can get a little Captain Morgan animatronic next to him, like passing him a bottle of the rum as well.
How can they afford not to?
I mean, that's the, now we're getting into the attractions where I want a little something at the exit. You know, a little souvenir to take home. And of course, then it's going to be like an empty bottle or a keychain or something. That's not what I'm asking for, folks. You know.
Hey, what if a local, so this would be a good way to support small business. What if a local taxidermy shop in Central Florida sponsored Country Bear Jamboree?
Oh, man. So as soon as you said that, and now this isn't local to them, because I'm pretty sure it's somewhere else, and I'm totally looking it up as I'm vamping for time here. Yeah, because it's in California, because I'm pretty sure in Ojai. Charles A. Testa, or Chuck Testa.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those commercials, right?
The name is familiar.
Nope. Chuck Testa. So go to YouTube and look up Chuck Testa.
Okay.
And you can see these like commercials. You've seen Rhett and Link, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So they made commercials for Chuck Testa's business.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So as soon as you said taxidermist, I'm thinking Chuck Testa. Now, yeah, he absolutely needs to sponsor the Country Bear Jamboree, because you know the whole point of those commercials is everything is so lifelike that you think it's real until, nope, it's Chuck Testa. And what is the Country Bear Jamboree if not a testament to how realistic looking this taxidermy could be? Though, again, maybe a bit morbid.
Yeah, but my thing with that is they could reference it in the show.
Oh.
And
how do you reference that in the show?
You'd have to have the mounted heads say something about, like, you know, I went down to Chuck Testa's yesterday and he, you know, I went down there for a bite to eat and I'm really stuffed now.
Okay, there you go. I like it. You actually just sold me on the joke. I was you were floundering there for a second, but you've reeled me in here, and now I'm on board with Chuck Testa sponsoring Country Bear Jamboree. I'm 100% behind it. Get him to sign up. And like you said, doesn't always have to be the multinational corporations.
Yeah, we need to support local business too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Could Test Track sponsor the new Tron ride? Would they do that? Tron Light Cycle Power Run brought to you by Test Track in Epcot.
So having one attraction sponsor the other attraction?
Yeah.
Attraction sponsors.
Because, like, look, I mean, this looks real similar to the new Test Track. So that would, like, establish them as sibling attractions. Maybe get people to go over to Epcot
and actually go ride to, you know, because Test Track has so many issues with having people come visit it, because those wait times, I mean, just dismal.
That makes Test Track like the cool older attraction with money, you know, like, ooh, they got sponsorship money.
Then you can know, yeah, because then they got sponsorship dollars, so you know they're popular, because they couldn't just sponsor a ride if they were just a nobody.
Not for sure
attraction.
Yeah, it's just a regular old car thing. There's something special.
What would the look be if the Tron Light Cycle ride was sponsored by Chevy?
You know, honestly, have you been in a modern Chevrolet?
I have not.
Their infotainment system
looks
like iOS 6. Like, it's very skeuomorphic. Everything looks like a 3D representation of what it is. The radio is like a old-timey radio. The CD is like the old iTunes logo with the, you know, actual CD on it. That's probably what it would look like if Chevy sponsored it.
Never mind. I retract my question.
Terrible.
I no longer want... I just wanted the... I just wanted the idea of, like... Of GM just like hopping from attraction to attraction, yeah, as the new one comes out.
But then Test Track wouldn't have any more sponsorship money. How can you sponsor something if your sponsor's gone? You've taken their cash
just took
away.
Their legs right out from underneath
yeah.
them.
They can't yeah, sponsor I mean, Tron if Chevy pulls out.
That's a fair point. I don't know. That's their problem. Okay, look, we're only concerned with Magic Kingdom attractions here, and Tron needs a sponsor, and I don't see Harley Davidson being a great match for it. So, I mean, that's much more going to be over in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter or something before yeah. it's on Light Cycle Run. What about if Light Cycle Run was just sponsored by insert, because I'm not enough in the scene, but insert Underglow company here. You know, that do the Underglow for the car, Underglow kits for cars.
Mm-hmm.
Have them sponsor mm-hmm. Tron Light Cycle Run.
Or some local, another opportunity
like a,
to support
a
local
installer.
Yeah.
Who does that kind of stuff?
Jim's car stereo and Underglow house.
I like how you got there. Underglow house. I like that was where you ended up.
Look, man. I'm not an underglowologist. I don't know what you call these places.
Man, I'm just a little offended that you don't realize Jim might be, you know, he might not be a multinational corporation. He might not even be all across the country, but he does not have a house anymore. It is Jim's Emporium, man. It is an Emporium.
How silly of me.
What attraction is the dude that did the Wacky New New commercials going to sponsor? He's got to sponsor something. So he did. Oh, dude, Carousel of Progress. He's sponsoring Carousel of Progress. like when one of the appliances suddenly go, when one of the appliances goes bad,
yeah,
his commercial 80s, suddenly comes on.
In the 80s one, they already have appliances going bad and a TV in that scene. That
so
one requires.
All of a sudden, are your appliances going bad?
Yeah, that one requires zero modification of the show. That is the best one.
And I totally don't know the name of that, but I'm pretty sure that if you go on YouTube and type in Wacky Nunu, I don't ask me how to spell Nunu, but that you'll get there. Oh, yep. There we go. I used WACKYNUNU, Wacky Nunu, and I get Appliance Direct, Wacky Nunu. So if you're wondering what the heck, because spoiler alert, this will not be the last time I reference that guy. That's not actually how it's WAKKIE space NU space NU, but Google Smart. Go ahead and look that up, because I'm sure I will reference it many, many more times in the life of our show.
Brad, I think we did some really great work today. Like, Disney has a lot to think about.
Yeah, I think we finally fixed those cash flow problems Disney's been having, because now the sponsor dollars should just be rolling in as they pitch all of these great new attraction ideas that we've offered them.
Anyway, I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.